I'm just going to pray and hand back to Jim. Father, I thank you that you are a God who is merciful and you respond to repentance and you bring mercy and forgiveness and restoration and your kingdom comes and the blessing of being in your kingdom is phenomenal. Father, I pray you will move in our hearts today. We won't just go away and just let this thing drift by. But the calling you have on our life is to go. Told Jonah to get up and go. You're telling us to get up and go. The message is the same. The method is different. And Lord, we want to do it. We want to see our city changed for you. Our city saved. Father, may your kingdom come. May your will be done in our lives today and in the days that lie ahead. For your glory, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks very much, Barney. That's fantastic, isn't it? God is the God of second chances. That's cool. That's really good. Let's tell each other that. You know, God is the God of second chances. If you feel this morning that maybe you've messed up a little bit, God is there to give you a second chance. It just takes a little bit of turning. We were saying the other week that it just takes us to turn a little bit before God comes rushing out to grab you and save you. That's what his heart is for each one of us today. God is the God of second chances. Thank you. Thank you, Barney. That's great. Let's tell each other that as well. I just want to say this a couple of verses from Luke 10. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others. So he appointed the 12 disciples to go out and preach the good news of the gospel. And then after that, the Lord sent out 70 others. And the implication there is that he also sends us as well. Okay? So the Lord appointed 70 others, and he sent them in pairs ahead of him to every city and place where he himself was going to come. And he's saying to them, the harvest is plentiful. You know, this morning I was praying and I saw a picture of a harvest that was behind a barrier. It was behind a fence. Normally when we say the harvest is plentiful, we see signs of, the golden corn wafting in the wind and so on. And that is absolutely true. But in this picture, this harvest was behind a fence. I believe that is because it was behind a fence because, as Jesus goes on to say, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. So if you feel that you could respond, if you're going out, if you want to come out with the turning, that'd be fantastic. So 9:45, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, just meet in the house of prayer. But also in your workplace, wherever you are, let us remember that God is the God of second chances.